Thank you very much. Our next speaker is Dr. Longjin Liu.
Good morning. I have a long annual relationship to disclose. I'm Longjin Liu from Drexel University School of Public Health. And the next year is the PhD in Philadelphia. Hope to see everyone again. I'm a associate professor at the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics. For this study, we look at the cardiometabolic risk factors among diabetic patients in Pennsylvania. Let's get a little background previous to my colleagues already presented for the background. For this data is shows the Pennsylvania for the death rates among people with diabetes. So there's two messages. One is during the past 15 years, the mortality rates due to diabetes, no change. Secondly, among minority population, particularly for African American people, the death rate is significantly higher than another population. It looks among Hispanic population slightly decreased in recent 2 or 3 years. So we have two goals for this study. One is we want to evaluate what is the current situation for the cardiometabolic risk factors among subjects with diabetes. Secondly, we want to know if there is any problem. What is the characteristics of the patients with the problem? So this is we are part of the group for the birth data in the state or school. So this data is we use this data is a birth. Everyone I believe know this behavior risk factor surveillance system data. This is a cross-section study. We took examined this age group is between 35 and older. So we evaluate 7 indicators for this study. For blood tests, include the cholesterol test and the A1C. For vaccination, we look at the influenza and the pneumonia. For examination of food and eye, just like previous colleague, eye examination. Lastly, is who take the diabetes courses. So we have two main components for the data analysis. One is for weighted analysis because this is a multi-stage sampling process. Secondly, we want to look at what is the major contribute for the differences, if there is any. This data shows the coding system, how we did this in the multi-variable study. We use the survey scores. There's 7 indicators between 1 to 7 indicators. So for this and age group, how we coding this data in our model, we just show this one. So this result for again, this result show the prevalence of diabetes certainly of African American people are higher, significantly higher compared with the white people. So we show this prevalence CVD here include stroke and coronary heart disease. People with diabetes have significantly higher cardiovascular disease among white and African American people. There is no significant among Hispanic population. So this is for each result for the how they receive the health service. Firstly, for the this column issue, so for the total cholesterol and A1C. So this demonstrated for the red line. For this red line show the goal 2010, the 2010 health people, 2010 this goal. So basically we say the for TC, total cholesterol and A1C, basically a reach to the 2010 the goal for the Pennsylvania population. There's only different among Hispanic population. So another issue is we thought is a huge problem is for the immunization. That's a huge problem. If we only say the 2020 this goal for this one, we almost no one reached to this goal, no matter white people or minority population. Of course, it's a long far away go to the 2010 people health 2010. So a lot of work have to do for the immunization, no matter flu or pneumonia. This result shows the eye examination. Previous colleague already shows the serious issues. And basically, a reach to the goal only accepted for Hispanic population. There are still problem for them. Even they have diabetes, they didn't reach the goal for 75% for the dilated eye examination and the food examination. This is to show the take education course. So we can say basically for females seems more intended to take the education because they will know people if they have, we always recommend patients with diabetes to take the courses, always available particularly. So women have more, however, on the other hand, for females, males, the possible, we don't know at this reason why they have didn't take the disappear for this. And this slide trying to summarize the seven indicators which we examined. What is the difference between people with and without health insurance? This is clearly show the people with for red bar is show people with health insurance. So insurance certainly play a very significant role to get the service, to reserve the health service. So this is summarized by the logistic model to show the first selected indicator is health insurance. That means if you have a health, the insurance, you have 50% likely to receive the healthcare service. So the study, one is because this study is every year conducted, we can monitor the changes. Secondly, is a big sample size, so give us a chance to look at small differences. There is also have limitations because it's a cross-section study, we cannot interpret the cause effective. And the interview for 2005, the interview rate is 75%. That means they have another 25% they do not accept or incomplete for the survey. They may have a bias. So in conclusion, the cardiometabolic risk factors still a serious problem in people with diabetes. Secondly, it clearly shows health insurance again play a major role and education issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Amanda Navarro.
Good morning. Welcome all of you here this morning on an early morning and another beautiful day in San Diego. Hope you've had some time to enjoy the gorgeous weather and as well as some, I think, very interesting and exciting work being done across APHA. My name is Amanda Navarro. I'm a health disparities analyst within the Division of Adult and Community Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And today I will be talking about the Bronx Health Reach Nutrition Project. And this particular presentation will focus on how the Bronx Reach program engaged and involved communities to participate in not only program and evaluation initiatives, but also to engage them in taking social action for eliminating disparities in diabetes in the South Bronx. But before I start, I'd like to first note that there are some handouts in the back on this presentation. And also, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, one of which who is here this morning, Ms. Charmaine Roddick, who's the Program Director for Bronx Health Reach and someone who I consider to be a true leader in the health disparities movement. So thank you for being here. My other colleagues, Dr. Patty Tucker and Dr. Shannon Griffin-Blake, also work with me on this project.